Time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall!
Doesn't have the accuracy.
He hit it!
It's a 56-yard field goal to send Clemson to the playoffs.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush live at AMP and Farms. Listen, folks, we're at a great spot right here at 202 Southwestern Street in Fountain Inn. Come by and see us. Butcher shop, specialty store, grocery store, healthy living. They got it all for you right here. It's their grand opening of what I'm going to call a new old location. It's refurbished, remodeled, and it looks fantastic. There has been a line here since we got here today, and you can come by, get you some lunch, get you some fresh cut meat. The meat freezer here looks delightful, and they've got all kinds of fruit, vegetables. They got all kinds of stuff in here, and I see like a rack of jerky over there. And a lot of good frozen stuff, milk, and all kinds of things here. So come on by and see us, get you some lunch, and have a good old time here at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. They've got two other locations in the upstate, by the way. Great partners of ours. They've got one on Lawrence Road in Greenville and one on South Main Street in Travelers Rest. And then this one, again, here in Fountain Inn. It is their grand opening weekend. Starts today and goes through the weekend. They've got great deals and specials and all kinds of stuff going on here. Also, I will just note this before I forget at the top of the show. You can pre-order your Thanksgiving turkey here. And if you are trying to host Thanksgiving, this is a great spot. In fact, it's a great time to go ahead and pre-order that turkey because I was thinking about it driving through today. We only got 2 weeks, folks. You better start making your plans. William Quackenbush is going to be caught flat-footed on Thanksgiving. But the rest of y'all don't have any excuses. So if you're hosting Thanksgiving this year, go ahead and get that Thanksgiving turkey ordered. Go ahead and get that order in right now at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. I'll say one thing, too. You know, I feel a little nostalgic today. Driving through, like, West Pelzer, Ware Place, Moonville, out here to Fountain Inn. Like, I was telling Uncle Dave here. When I arrived at, it was basically like reliving my childhood. Like I spent from when I was 5 years old to 10 years old in this part of South Carolina. And, you know, I was listening to worship music coming through here, and I was just very grateful, for a lot of the people that helped raise me in this part of the upstate. And so, you know, just a little nostalgic, like drove by my old church where I got saved and baptized and, drove near my old elementary school and drove by some houses that we used to live in and just some friends that we have had for a long time and places where I've spent 4th of July's and So it was cool. It was a cool morning. It's a great drive, man. A lot of people go to the beach this way, hit 385 that way. And I can confidently say, though, that I have never been to I've never been to downtown Fountain Inn. I've never been to this part. I've never been this far on like on this drive. And so this is all new for me, and I love this downtown area. This is fantastic. I would use the word sprawl, but that's got a little bit of a negative connotation. But man, there's some great neighborhoods in here. There's a lot of development right there on the main roads, and this is a great spot where a lot of good things are happening, including the grand opening of this location at AMPM Farms. You know what? A lot of people getting in saying they grew up here. Like, we got two or three people. Tiger Harley said came through yesterday. So my dad's route to 385. Brooke, the mail lady, lived in Pelzer from 2 till I was 9. And then, you know, we got a couple more people saying, don't say too many nice things because it's already crowded here. I get that one. I understand it. We won't. We'll just say come on by AMPM Farms Butchery and Market today. I have a question for the adults, okay? Just before we get to sport, this is our Friday, so we're going to do a lot of football talk today. Brian Edwards is going to join us at Winners at 1:45. Eric Macklin is going to join us at 2:05. We may or may not hear from Ben Milstead during a travel day for him, so just be on the lookout for that. We've got our Pick'em contest. We've got a lot of those. And to be honest with you, if you have – and I'm just putting this out there at the start of the show. We're going to kind of let this be an overarching theme. I want to know from you, the Clemson fan, what is your biggest point of concern and your biggest point of optimism going to Louisville? So call the show, text the show today, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the phones, on the Adams Curving text line. Let us know, because we'll have shows in the morning, but for me, this is my Friday, because we've got Tiger pregame show from 1:30 to 4:30 tomorrow, so that'll effectively be out of bounds for tomorrow, and excited to have Will Vandenbort and Ashby Mixon on the air with me in that one. I hit an adult milestone, and I'm curious, again, to some of the adults who have lived life, okay? I would say you have a little more experience than I do. Is this a significant milestone? Because I never did experience it before, and so I would just ask, like, I remember the first time I hit 100,000 miles in a vehicle. That seemed like a big deal. Like, I'm still paying on the car, but like, hey, you didn't ruin this, you didn't total it, you didn't wreck it, and you didn't break down and buy a new one. So congratulations, buddy. You are now an adult. Now I realize that 100,000 is not that big of a deal, because I have a kid now and I drive everywhere, all over the place. My wife's car got to 100K like twice as fast as I did. So my car is a 2015. And on the way back from Columbia on Wednesday, I hit 200,000 miles in a vehicle. And I thought to myself, this is what adulthood feels like. Like, there are some great adult milestones that I would put in tier one, okay? And here are my tier one adult milestones. Marriage, kids. That's it. For some of y'all, you'd say divorce. I'm going to say marriage and kids are the adult milestones in tier one, all right? Tier 2, I think 200K is in that tier 2. Like, I felt real good about that. Like, and I'm talking about, like, post-college graduation. Like, I graduated college with 2 degrees. I feel like those are a different category in and of themselves. But, like, when you live your life, buying your first home is in there in tier 2. That's a big one. I think buying your first home and hitting 200K in a car is like a huge, huge deal. So I want to know from the folks out there, what are your favorite adult milestones? Like, the things that you hit that made you think, wow, like, I've lived a lot of life. And you just feel like, hey, this is an important thing. Mike Vaughn, I need to ask you that question. And I'm putting you on the spot right here. You get to speak for the audience first. 200K, is that an appropriate adult? Like, where does that rank, hitting 200K on a vehicle? First of all, have you ever done it? Second of all, where does it rank on adult milestones for you?
Well, I'm doing it right now, Qualk. I mean, I'm living it because I think I just hit 260 on my 03 Tacoma. So it's definitely happening. And I think it's more common now than it used to be, because I think people are making longer use of their vehicles in this day and age when vehicles are 40, 50, 60 grand.
Okay, so basically you're telling me that it's not that big of a deal, that I should simmer down, buddy. Wait till you get to 250. That's actually a real milestone. You haven't even driven it yet at 200. That's what you're telling me?
I mean, that might be the case, but the important thing, Qualk, is that you fill up your gas when before you get below a quarter of a tank. That's the important thing.
See, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I actually got gas on the way here today, and it was almost empty. I can't do that. I gotta use every single ounce of gas in that vehicle and then fill it all the way up. It's great. Mike, I'm telling you right now, the car runs better with a full tank of gas. I think the car runs better when there's a little stress at the end of that tank of gas. If you take that stress off your plate, then fill it all the way up to the brim. I just think that 30 miles or whatever is like peak performance. That would be my rebuttal there.
Now, remind me, is your car new enough that it tells you how many miles you have left?
Oh, yeah, it does. Now, my wife's car is newer, and my wife's car, it does double time. So, like, you'll be counting it down, and then the last 50 miles is like 15 miles. I've never seen anything like it. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So I would say my car is just new enough to be accurate with that gauge. So I get to do the countdown with my vehicle.
Speaking of new cars, I went to lunch with my aunt last week, and we took her new Lexus like SUV. And so after lunch, she went into this shop next door and asked me to go get her car out of the parking space. I tried to back up, but somebody was waiting on the space. And so the car decided that car was too close, and it wouldn't let me back up. So I put it back in drive to pull up out of these people's way, and it wouldn't let me pull forward. It literally locked me down for like 3 minutes until those people backed up far enough.
So you're saying basically you're mad that the car is too smart?
It's way too smart. Yeah, it's way too smart for me.
Some of the texts that are coming in here are hilarious. I want to know if anybody's got more miles. And again, you can make up a number and send it in, but like Jesus knows, okay? So, you know, it's between you and God. We have a text from the 864 that says 612,912 miles on my Ford Ranger. 612? So I'm not even a third to this guy's Ford Ranger. Sir or madam, get back in and tell me what year that car is. What year did you buy that car? 612,000 miles, almost 613, is an outrageous amount of miles to put on a vehicle. I think the most I've ever heard is like slightly over a half a mil. Like that might be the most miles I've ever heard anyone admit publicly that they've put on their car. I want to know if somebody has more miles than that on their car. So that's the challenge to the Adams and Cooper text line. Texter also says, I just got 70 cents off each gallon at Ingles. Yeah. I mean, to me, that Ingles has kind of ruined this for me in a good way, because if I do it at a quarter tank, Mike, then I save less money, because, you know, if I'm saving 25 cents off a gallon, I want to put more gallons in that car. And when I'm done, I want to ring every single little, like I want to click, click, click it. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I click, click, click it, man, because, you know, once you use those points, like the next time, I'm going to be paying closer to full price. I got to take advantage. I got to wring every single ounce out of that discount. Props to Ingles, by the way. Low prices, love the savings. I'm loving this. $760K on a 96 Chevy S10. Text from the 864. $760K. I know I got an uncle that works on cars, and his goal was half a mil. And that was something he really worked for. Getting past half a mil is unbelievable.
That's awesome.
That's some stick-to-itiveness right there. And then especially in this economy where they're, you know, used cars are in short supply. The fact that some of y'all just keep resisting the urge to get way more money than your car is probably worth for your car is I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the By the way that a lot of y'all are living your life, man, with self-control. Self-control is it's a beautiful thing in short supply sometimes. Speaking of that, I want to talk just college basketball stuff today too. Like Will Wade, I saw a stat on Will Wade. Actually, my brother-in-law sent it to me, or sister-in-law, one of them sent it to me on the way here. about NC State has already gotten 5 technical fouls this season, and I'm just really glad that Will Wade exists and that his program is a lightning rod, because they're going to be so interesting. They like got in a fight with UNC Greensboro because somebody like ran into somebody else trying to check into the game. It was kind of a dumb thing. In fact, I saw it on Twitter. People were like skirmish on the sidelines, and I thought, oh, we got shoving, we got multiple technicals and stuff. It was basically like a baseball deal where like the base is clear and everyone stares at each other. Like it wasn't even that bad. But again, that's the lightning rod of Will Wade making NC State basketball interesting again. Brooke the mail lady asks a good question. She says, what tier of life would you say expecting your first grandbaby? I think dad is tier one, Brooke. I think tier one. I think new life is tier one. I got a text on a personal text line about adoption, about adopting a kid. Tier one. Tier one, man. Those are tier one. Those are tier one adult things. I'm talking about the tier two stuff right now. For me, 200K, big tier two energy right there. All right, let's take a break and we come back. I've got thoughts on Clemson and Louisville to get to. We've got picks as well to get to. If you have thoughts and opinions on Clemson and Louisville, love to hear from you today. 654 Roars, the number again. We will not be formally on the air tomorrow, so this is your chance to call your shot. Stay with us. We're live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market right here in Fountain Inn. We continue on with the program right after this.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, pickleball, or a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible, regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at scEducationLottery.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce to the best meat in town to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We continue on here in Hour 1, live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, 202 Southwestern Street in Fountain Inn. Here's the deal, folks. If you come by and you make a purchase in the store, and there's 100% pasture-raised premium beef here in the store, dry-aged meats in-house, organic chicken, they've got all kinds of great stuff there. They've also got in the market, they've got Happy Cow Creamery, they've got raw milk in here. They've got Mama K's products, roots and leaves, locally produced products, gluten-free. They've got a full line of Smithy products. I see them over there on the shelf. They've got all kinds of great stuff in here. If you come by and make a purchase, any purchase, in the store today before 3 o'clock, we've got a $20 gift card for you. $20, is that right for these? $20 gift card for you. You come by, you say you heard about it on The Roar, you make any purchase today, we've got a gift card for you. So I think this is free money. Look, you can spend more than $20 and get some off. You can spend less than $20, and we're just handing out free cash right now. We're just giving out free cash, which is a beautiful thing. So come on by, give us a visit here at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, one of their three upstate locations. All right, 654-ROAR is the number if you want to join us on the phones or on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. My friend Alan Corbin is on hold, so we get him up right here. First phone call of the show. Alan, what's going on? Great to hear from you.
Man, I'm doing fine, Clark. I'm just driving, and I actually pulled over to take this text because I had to check. But I don't know if you know the guy that you and I go to church with, Scott Seifert. He's got a Toyota Corolla, $1.4 million. And in fact, I had to double check it. He just sent me a text. 1.4 plus odometer has stopped working. It stops at $299,999, and they do not make them anymore. I cannot find any used ones. I can prove 1.2 million because I have four odometer changes. That's our buddy Scott.
Oh, my goodness. So he can prove 1.2, but it's actually 1.4.
Yes, sir. It's a little white Toyota Corolla. No hubcaps, but he drives it along.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I trust Scott because, look, man, you can't lie to people you go to church with. There's one thing I know. You can't lie to people you go to church with. So, that would be the leader in the clubhouse right there. If anybody could be 1.4 mil, I would encourage them to top it. Alan, I appreciate you letting me know because that's a heck of a time. So you're telling me I'm 1/7 of the way to an impressive total.
Yeah, don't feel too big about yourself. You're right. That's right.
Hey, thanks for keeping me humble, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
I'm just teasing. 200 is a great achievement, buddy. You hang in there.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for the phone call. That's great stuff. That's awesome stuff from our friend Alan Corbin. Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. Mike, did you say what's the most miles you've driven a car? Did you say that?
I think I've gotten close to 300, but I don't remember going over 300.
At about 200, like, you're just doing a lot of work on it, you know? And I I'm not good at it. I'm not good at that stuff.
I'm also a witness for that as well, as I just dropped a bunch of money on my truck on the front end. So had a catastrophic situation last week, but thankful to be back on the road. I'm safe, and, you know, we'll just keep squeezing every mile we can out of it.
I want to ask you, Mike Vaughn, and I would encourage folks to get in with this. This would be sort of the theme of a lot of the show today. I want to know from Clemson fans, what is the thing that you're most excited about with the Louisville game tomorrow? And what is the thing that you are most concerned about going into the Louisville game tomorrow? And I have a couple in each category, but I'm curious what folks would say. Mike Vaughn, what is your take on something you're most excited about and something you're most concerned about for the Louisville game tomorrow?
Well, I'm most excited about the performance from last week and carrying that confidence into this game. I'm most concerned as I get ready to go to the phones here, Qualk, and check on this call. But the thing I'm most concerned about is the passing yards allowed by these two teams. Louisville has a significant advantage when you look at their average pass yards allowed compared to Clemson. And, you know, we saw some drop balls by Florida State last week. Had those balls been caught, that would have made a major change in the outcome of that ball game. So I'm still concerned about our secondary and making sure that we shore up our defense in the backfield.
Look, I do not disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. It's a very, very, very difficult ask for Clemson to go up against a Jeff Brohm offense. I think it's difficult for anybody. And, you know, I'll say this. I think I'm probably more concerned. I tend to be more on Dabo Swinney's line of thinking on this. I'm probably a little more concerned about run defense just because of how seamlessly that Louisville was able to set up its run game and then use that to throw the ball last year. I'll also say this. I think Louisville's passing game is not quite as potent as it was a year ago. It's not quite as broad. It's not quite as deep. It's not quite as talented. That receiver core, I don't believe. And I don't think the quarterback is as good. Now, again, I've made this argument, you know, since the beginning of the year, that any moron, me or you or Dave or anybody, could throw for 3,000 yards in Jeff Brohm's offense. You're going to get to 3,000 yards from a quarterback. The problem with that right now is that Jeff Brohm doesn't feel that wedded to Miller Moss. I don't know that Miller Moss is going to play every snap of this game. Now, again, I kind of think that's a win for Clemson because as much as I think Miller Moss has struggled, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions is not great. Brady Allen is a career backup. Looks the part. Jeff Brohm brought him from Purdue to Louisville. But he's been Jeff Brohm's backup quarterback, and Jeff Brohm has continued to bring in transfer quarterbacks. He's continued to do it, and to me, that says a lot about Brady Allen. It does. So if if Miller Moss is not playing in this game, I think that it's good for Clemson. And that's not really that I believe in Miller Moss. It's really that I don't believe in Brady Allen all that much. The one thing that I'm concerned about from the standpoint that Mike just threw out there about Clemson's pass defense, which we've seen in the wild, is not great. I would note a couple of things, okay? Now, in no way am I saying that Clemson is anything but what they are, which is a struggling pass defense that has really struggled all year. Clemson, per game, has faced 37.3 pass attempts this season. Only SMU at 41.9 has faced more. Now, there are two different ways to look at this number, okay? And again, some of this you have to default to what you see with your eyes, but I'm just kind of trying to see, okay, what is this number potentially telling me? One, it's that it's just easier to throw the ball, so Clemson's just defending a lot of passes. The second one is I think Clemson has faced a lot of pass-first offenses. They've not faced a lot of run-first offenses. The only run-first offenses that Clemson has faced this year are Georgia Tech and Florida State, and they have done a pretty good job of handling those teams. Consequently, Clemson has faced the fewest rush attempts per game in the ACC at 29.9, and I'm going to look at this right now. That's got to be close to the fewest in the country. Only Indiana, Vanderbilt, and Missouri have faced fewer rush attempts as a defense per game than Clemson. Now, Clemson's run defense is not great, but it is top 30 in terms of yards per carry. All right, 3.55 yards per carry. That pass defense is not as good, but it's like upper third in terms of yards per attempt. They're just facing a lot more attempts. So if you were going up against Clemson's defense, you probably would want to throw it more as well. We talked about this with Florida State. Florida State was a weird matchup for Clemson because they wanted to establish the run. And there was nothing really that suggested that a team who wanted to establish the run against Clemson first and foremost was going to be able to just show up and establish the run. We've got far more examples of teams that want to throw the ball showing up and throwing it however they want to whoever they want against Clemson. And part of that is, and we'll go back to the phones here in a second. You want to get in, you can. 654-ROAR is the number. To me, one of the most interesting things about this matchup is that you look at Darian Mensa for Duke. That was a three-down passing game. You look at Kevin Jennings, SMU. Even after Jennings got hobbled early in the game, that's a three-down passing game in a lot of sequences. That they were going to throw it on normal downs, they were going to throw it on passing downs, and they were going to throw it on rundowns. Florida State kind of fell into that trap, and it took them away from what they wanted to do. Now, again, I'll go back to last year, Louisville was able to establish the run. It set up the play action, and it allowed them to throw the ball against Clemson. They hit big plays on the ground against Clemson. If I'm Dabo Swinney, I'm for sure not going to let that happen again. I would rather be annoyed about the pass defense all day than to lose the way Clemson lost last year and allow Louisville to build a lead because they're hitting big, giant, gargantuan plays on the ground, especially with Isaac Brown out of commission. He was actually left out of the availability report last night, and that was apparently some sort of a clerical error. Isaac Brown is out. That means Kewan Brown, who is actually among the most explosive runners in the ACC, he's among the most explosive runners in the country, but has not been a featured back that much because Brown has earned that right to do that. He is in the backfield. He's going to be the primary ball carrier in this game. Will Louisville run the ball enough and be successful enough running the ball to set up the play-action passing game and make things easier on a struggling quarterback? That is a question that I have. The other question about Louisville's passing game is, are they too dependent on Chris Bell? I think this is an interesting test of what Clemson couldn't do last week, where you knew the ball was going to Deuce Robinson, and they gave up 9 catches for over 100 yards. That just feels like a recipe for disaster. If you want to know the truth, if you're just going to let Chris Bell beat you, because he can, but if you take Chris Bell away and make everybody else beat you, I feel like, again, that's a recipe for more success for Clemson's defense if they can effectively do that. More in the next segment on this. First, let's go to the phones. Bill and Anderson joins us next. He wants to talk about mileage in cars, which is great. We'd love to hear from you on that, 654-ROAR. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Well, you were talking about miles on a car. I went to the Fort Lauderdale boat show last week. I turned $300,000 in that Camry on the way back.
Oh, that's awesome! Now, I love that. It's a big milestone, right? Big milestone.
Yeah, and you were talking about milestones, about feeling old. The only birthday I ever had that bothered me any was when I turned 40.
Really? That was a big one for you?
30 didn't bother me a bit. But 40, I don't know, just the sound of already being 40, that made me feel old.
Bill, I don't like that you said that because that's my next milestone. So thanks for that. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, sir. That was a while back. I'm 79 now.
Well, Bill, you made it a long way for that milestone, man. Hey, I appreciate it.
It seems to me that 40 is going to bother me a lot more than 80.
Hey, you know what? That's encouraging right there, that it just gets better. It just gets better from there. Thanks for the phone call, Bill. Let's take a break. When we come back, there's a couple texts that are interesting on this topic of basically the biggest question I have. This isn't really a concern. I'm asking for the thing you're most confident in and the thing you're most concerned about if you're a Clemson fan. This is just a question that I have. How is Louisville going to primarily look to attack Clemson defensively? And is Louisville more like Florida State and Georgia Tech and how they want to proceed than Duke and SMU and Syracuse? And if that's true, then I actually think that could be encouraging for Clemson if a couple things turn out to be true in this game. We'll discuss on the other side. We're live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Come by and see us in Fountain Inn, 202 Southwestern Street. It is a grand opening. They're having a grand opening weekend today. Lots of great goods here, lots of meat, lots of fresh produce right there in the baskets and all over the store. Great stuff everywhere. Love for you to come by and see us. If you come by, we've had a couple people take advantage of this already. I'm counting. Yeah, we're getting low on the gift cards already. We got people coming in who said they heard us. If you hear about us here on the Roar today, you come by, you make a you can make 100 purchases, but you make at least one purchase. We got a $20 AMPM Farms Butchery Market gift card for you that you can use at any of their locations. Stay with us. We'll go back to the phones, read some texts. Hour one continues after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So, yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Get ready to rock.
The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
The Upstate's home for Clemson men's and women's basketball. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Frogamus, Ben Milstead is out today. Mike Vaughn is with me live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a strong connection. We're live at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Come by and see us today. Awesome. Mr. Anna Fender, I love when shows come together. Mr. Anna Fender points out this historical fact that is historically accurate. Library of Congress historical records confirm Roger Buchanan had three horses that trotted or ran a combined 800,000-plus miles. That's President Roger Buchanan. Thank you, Mr. Anafender, for more fast facts on the legendary life of Roger Buchanan. Tiger Sports Shop, go by and see him. 50 years serving the Clemson community. Now they can do it online at tigersports.com. We talked about all the Christmas stuff that's in there. The cold weather gear. Look, I know it's 70-plus today, and it's going to be 70-plus for the next few days. Don't be fooled. We felt what winter's going to feel like and what the Christmas season is going to feel like around here on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Don't get caught flat-footed. Don't get caught without enough layers. Go ahead. Go by Tiger Sports Shop. You're going to want to make a Christmas list anyway, so make a Christmas list and treat yourself for one or two clothing items. That's a great way to do your shopping for other people is, you know, when you do adult things, you give yourself a little treat. Tiger Sports Shop has a bunch of those great sale items as well all throughout the store. Go online, tigersports.com, or go see them, Highway 123 or downtown Clemson. Texter says this, before we go to the phones, Texter from the 980 says, what do you credit all the missed assignments and breakdowns to? Is it the cohesiveness of the secondary or coaching or just getting caught out of position? You know, I think it's a lot of all of it. One of the things that I really do think is a steeper learning curve than I expected was going from a Brent Venables defense and even a Wes Goodwin defense that was sort of founded on the same principles to a Tom Allen defense where you got to imagine the terminology is a little bit different. I think the way they're getting plays in is a little bit different. I do think that the body language, Dabo Swinney talked about the communication, said it was better last game. And I would agree. I thought the communication was better last game from the linebackers, like late in the play. I thought there was better communication from one side of the formation to the other, a greater sense of urgency. You know, we talked about that last week that I felt like the communication between the linebackers that were supposed to know the plays and understand what was going on and how to adjust, that it needed to feel like the most important thing in the world. And I just didn't feel that until last week when I noticed several times that the communication was much more intense. It felt like a much more dire situation. It should feel way too serious when I'm watching and listening to defensive players making adjustments at the line of scrimmage. And so, to me, that's something that Clemson had last week that it maybe didn't have. And maybe it was just a lack of comfort with terminology, lack of comfort with calls and execution. I also think, man, there's a lack of trust, and some of the lack of trust is not like blame game, who's at fault. It's just the players aren't good enough. The players are not good enough. I like what I saw from Corian Gibson in that nickel role. Clemson will need that desperately in this game. They will need more Corian Gibson in that nickel role because you know who's going to be in the slot for Louisville is Colin Lacey, who is a baller. He's an all-purpose guy. He's a returner. He's a jet sweep guy, little orbit motion guy, out of the backfield guy, but he's also a downfield threat. I think Lacey's going to have a big game. It's just a matter of whether he breaks Clemson's back with his big plays or whether they're able to keep him in front and tackle him when he gets the ball in his hands. I think that's a big, big key in this particular ball game. Let's go to the phones. Rudy in Fairplay joins us next. Wants to talk a little college football. 654 Roar, you want to join him? What's up, Rudy?
Well, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Hey, yeah, man. I appreciate the show. I got a few things. Just bear with me real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
As far as the PhD, 35 pounds less, it's really good. And it gives me I can still eat some pizza and some spicy nugs from Wendy's and still maintain my weight. So I appreciate that.
There we go. That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear it.
Also, I appreciate the fact that the Tigers for Tacos, I was able to purchase a $600 recliner, and I got to go pick it up tomorrow in Easley. So that's I'm looking forward to that because that is a Christmas that's a Christmas present to someone special to me. So
I tell you what, that's a great recliner. That is an absolutely phenomenal recliner.
Yeah,
I was able to learn a little bit about that.
The only issue I have with that is they offer three colors. So I had to choose between, I think it was gray, brown, or silver. And I chose the brown, so yeah, it's good.
That's awesome.
Anyway, let me ask you a couple of questions here before I hang up. Would you not consider Texas Tech above Alabama in the polls?
Yes. I don't. And listen, every committee's different. To me, Texas Tech's loss was by 4 on the road. And I would say you've got injury issues on both ends of the equation there. At Texas Tech, I know, look, they've played with their backup quarterback some, and he's been good sometimes, and he was lousy at Arizona State. That was also a game where Arizona State had both Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson available, which they haven't had. So that football team doesn't look like a great football team, but it's because they've had injuries to those two players.
Let me ask you this. So Texas Tech loses whatever, but they got a legitimate backup. So just say Alabama loses Ty Simpson, how good are they?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you don't know. To me, Texas Tech, it's less about quarterback and more about the whole roster. Like, I heard Wald talking about this the other day about how they're the best defense in America. I mean, I would put them with Ohio State, and I would say I think they got the best defensive line in America for sure. So whoever the quarterback is, that defensive line is legit. And
do you believe in the coach?
I believe in him enough with that roster. I mean, here's what I'll say with Texas Tech. They did a great job of not wasting their resources. They have a resource advantage that Cody Campbell and the money people there in Lubbock have put to bear. And rather than wasting them like some rosters have done and some people in the portal have done where they've given money, thrown good money over bad and they've really overpaid people, they haven't done that. Like David Bailey coming from Stanford, great example. Guy they found late, obviously, in the process. He's been able to come and make a big impact. So they've done a good job of using their money, their significant resources, wisely. And I think that's why they're in the position that they're in. And look, the thing that I'll say, worst case scenario, Joey McGuire's not screwing it up. And I'll say in this case, that's a benefit.
Sure. Okay. Let me ask you one thing, and I'll take it off the air. And Clark, I appreciate your show as always. I listen every day. But so out of all these openings, the coach extensions, whatever, all the coaches are extending the players, I mean the coaches, because they don't want them to go anywhere. Where does Kelly and Franklin end up, in your opinion? And, I mean, I'm looking at the roster here. It's LSU, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Florida, Virginia Tech. Appreciate you taking my call, my friend. Take care.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the phone call. That's an interesting question. I mean, I said this a little bit yesterday, but I'll sort of go back to it. I'm getting a little worried about these openings, and like not worried in that like there's an existential crisis. Like, I'm not an LSU fan. I'm not a Penn State fan. I'm not an Auburn fan, wringing my hands about maybe not finding my coach. But you know, all of this, you know, the first name that was like credibly linked to Penn State was Matt Rhule. He gets an extension. Jeff Brohm's been linked to multiple jobs. He gets an extension. At this point, the teams that haven't been able to extend their coaching candidates, I think that's instructive about, or at least have made statements about, given statements about their coaching interest. You know, Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri has not been extended, and he's not really given a full-throated endorsement in Missouri. It feels like he's going to at least walk out the process, probably with Penn State and Florida at this point.
Quark, but like, didn't Cignetti get an extension as well?
Cignetti got an extension. That's 100% right. You've got Brent Key. I joked about him having a blood disorder because he said, cut me open and see what color I bleed. I'm assuming that it bleeds blood red, but, maybe it's black and gold. I don't know. I don't know if some of this is lip service, but Clark Lee hasn't really said, but that's his alma mater. Brent Key hasn't really said, but that's his alma mater. We've got Jeff Brohm re-upping with his alma mater. Kenny Dillingham has said he's perfectly happy with his alma mater. And a lot of these people are living near their families. So you'd be leaving family to take these jobs. I would be a little worried if I'm Penn State, if I'm LSU, if I'm Auburn, that I'm not going to be able to make a splashy hire. It seems like the John Sumrall name is sort of out there at Auburn, and I actually think that's a good thing for Auburn, that they're sort of going down to that second tier, and they have identified an Alabama native that they feel like is a good hire, instead of taking big swings for coaches that are going to basically get the hopes of their fan base up and then let them down hard. There is, and we may get to some of this in the next segment. There's a Chris Vanini piece from yesterday in The Athletic where Lincoln Riley has sort of given lip service to Southern Cal, but I feel like he may be looking for a bit of a life raft. So Lincoln Riley may actually be in play in some of these places. I would say particularly in the SEC jobs. And I would not be shocked if he ends up a prime candidate in one of these spots, particularly given that some of the names that make a lot of sense don't seem all that palatable at the moment. So we'll talk about that a little bit more in our next hour. We'll also talk games. We'll continue to talk Clemson and Louisville. Get in with what's the thing you're most excited about, what's the thing you're most concerned about if you're a Clemson fan for the Louisville game tomorrow. 654-ROAR on the phones. On the Adams Go Roofing text line, you can get in with that as well. We're live at AM, PM Farms, Butchery and Market, 202 Southwestern Street here in Fountain Inn. We still got some gift cards available. If you heard about this place here on the show today, if you heard about us here on the show, we'd love for you to come by. You make a purchase in the store, we've got $20 gift cards right here for you. That you can walk out with it. Easy peasy. Come in and buy some meat. Come in and buy a soda. Doesn't matter. We got you covered at AMP and Farms Butchery and Market. Still a handful of these remaining if you want to come by and take advantage of that. Hour one is in the books. Hour two, we got much more coming your way on a college football preview Thursday right after this. Don't go anywhere.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.